Good morning and welcome to Start Stop. It's St. Stephen Walbrook, where we start our day by stopping to reflect for a few minutes. We begin with a short Bible reading, followed by reflection and prayers. Two sentences from Scripture, from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. Last week we were invited to begin the observance of a Holy Lent through the study of the Scriptures, through prayer and fasting, which, following Jesus' example in the desert, is usually interpreted as abstaining from certain foods. With a history of eating disorders amongst members of my close family and my own at times less than healthy relationship with food, for me, fasting is always one of the most challenging aspects of Lent. I was surprised to learn that for a religion whose central act of worship is a symbolic meal, the relationship between Christians and food is similarly complex. Some of the earliest accounts of Christian dietary practice relate to the desert fathers and mothers, anchorites who withdrew to the deserts of Egypt, Palestine and Syria, modelling their lives on Jesus' time in the wilderness. As martyrdoms grew fewer and further between, extreme abstinence was a way of proving one's spiritual mettle. In those days, the connection between good diet and good health had not been made. God and God alone provided for one's spiritual and physical well-being. In the time before Christian orthodoxy, our creeds and doctrine had been set down in writing, what you ate was a way of identifying yourself as a member of the faith. Augustine of Hippo used dietary practices to distinguish between what he saw as orthodox Christians and members of heretical sects. He reserved particular criticism for the Manichaeans, a sect to which he himself had belonged prior to his conversion. During a complex ceremony, Manichaean elders, who gained their status through rigorous fasting, were exclusively served foods considered to be rich in light: cucumbers, melons, lettuce, and the like. In the process of chewing these foods, the elders were thought to be able to release the light particles inside, believed to be the reincarnated souls of the dead. Such was the strength of Augustine's attack on this vegetarian sect, it became important for Orthodox Christians to be seen to eat some meat to avoid being branded as heretics. Had Augustine not carried such baggage from his past, perhaps Christians today might have been vegetarian. By the time Benedict wrote his rule for monastic communities, extreme abstinence had been replaced by a desire for moderation. Whilst Benedict encouraged his monks to live a life that was Lenten in character at all times, his rule permitted a varied diet, including poultry and fish, but not red meat. It was only relatively recently, and as a result of advertising campaigns, that eating steak has become associated with being macho and strong. In Benedict's time, it was reserved for the weak and infirm. As offering hospitality became more important than dietary discipline as a symbol of faith, eating red meat became more acceptable in monastic communities, sometimes on a rota basis, typical church, to ensure that meat-eating guests didn't feel uncomfortable. Large hoods started to be worn by some orders, offering more privacy at the refectory table, to prevent embarrassment when a monk indulged their craving for the equivalent of a Big Mac. During the Middle Ages, fasting during Lent and at other seasons was enshrined in law. In 1538, Henry VIII had to repeal the ban on the consumption of dairy products in Lent to relieve pressure on fish stocks. Even the church reformers, who rejected formulaic approaches to just about everything, saw personal abstinence in Lent as a means of contributing to a greater good, a concept that's seeing a revival today, at a time when our food choices and their environmental impact are better understood. The Veg for Lent campaign in the late 1990s is known to have been successful in claiming at least one high-profile convert to vegetarianism, a certain Richard Chartres, then Bishop of London, as I discovered when trying to feed him a sausage roll. Perhaps it's understandable for a faith which has declared all foods to be clean to refrain from dictating what we should and shouldn't eat, but to emphasise the important relationship between what we believe, what we pray, and how we live our lives. During his time as Pope, Francis has sought to extend our understanding of fasting, not limiting its expression to diet and food, but to see it in a wider context of self-denial, an approach I've found particularly helpful and I commend to you. Fasting, the Pope says, involves being freed from all that weighs us down, like consumerism or an excess of information. Because it's only when we, like Jesus in the desert, are famished that we can be completely filled by the grace and truth of God. In this Lenten litany, the response to each petition is, "Strengthen us, Lord." Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from judging others, to feast on Christ dwelling in them. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from apparent darkness, to feast on the reality of light. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from pessimism, to feast on optimism. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from thoughts of illness, to feast on the healing power of God. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from words that pollute, to feast on phrases that purify. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from anger, to feast on patience. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from worry, to feast on divine providence. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from unrelenting pressure, to feast on unceasing prayer. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from negatives, to feast on positives. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from complaining, to feast on appreciation. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from hostility, to feast on non-resistance. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from bitterness, to feast on forgiveness. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from anxiety, to feast on hope. Strengthen us, Lord, to fast from ourselves and to feast on your glory. Strengthen us, Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with us and all those whom we love this day and always. Amen.